We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Who is Shaping Your Life? Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Be careful not to allow anyone to captivate you through an empty, deceitful philosophy that is according to human traditions and the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. I have just read from the New English Translation. Even though Dean had been a believer for 5 years, he was still under the power of wicked spirits that manipulated his mind and made him miserable. He was in debt and practically living from paycheck to paycheck, even though he was earning a lot of money. This was because of some very unwise choices he made under demonic manipulation. He could not comprehend why he remained miserable and controllable by unclean spirits since he had given his life to Christ. But the missing link was that even though he was now a believer, his life was still built on the philosophies of this world. For example, he still believed he was a victim of society's sins and that certain people were out to get him. He had an inferiority complex masked by anger and pride. He was also very materialistic and worldly, even though he was a committed church member. He started living in the liberty of the sons of God when he began allowing the Word of God to invade his worldview and change his philosophy of life. People do the things they do because of their philosophy of life. If a man's life philosophy is not based on God's truth, it will most likely trace back to the principalities that shape the culture of civilizations. And your life is being shaped according to philosophies pushed by principalities. Those principalities will still have power over your life, even if you are a believer. Go into today remembering that as a believer in Christ, His words must form the philosophy of your life. Any aspect of your life that is still shaped by worldly human philosophy opens the door for elemental spirits. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Acts 3-4. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.